Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have an amazing guest today, Kyle. Kyle, please introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Kyle Winjack, and I'm a musician originally from Ontario, and I've been living out in Vancouver the last little bit. I've been sort of traveling the country in a mobile recording studio that I made, and I'm just, you know, releasing songs the last Friday of every month starting tomorrow, so we'll get to that a little bit later. But yeah, my name's Kyle Winjack, and I'm a producer, multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, human.
And you brought a friend with you.
I did.
Hi, I'm Keenan. I'm a musician myself. I play piano. And me and Kyle linked up about a month ago. We've been making a lot of music since, and just here to film with him today.
Dang! And what I see a nice camera with you. What kind of camera is that?
I have absolutely no idea. Okay. I'm sure Kyle.
It's, Kyle's
can tell
you camera. Okay,
it's Kyle. A Canon 5D Mark III.
Awesome!
Yeah, it's a real nice one. You can take my word for it.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and you're originally from Ontario, so tell us about your beginnings.
Yeah, well, okay, how far back are we going here? Like, beginnings?
Okay, like, so Tuesday. When you were a kid, okay, so right now I am wearing a Hastings baseball t-shirt. Right. Did you play any sports, or was it just music for you when you were growing up?
When I was really little, I played a lot of sports, and, like, I still, you know, I play for fun and stuff, but I think once I started getting into music, it was kind of, like, that was my sole focus, and I, like, really got obsessed with that. That was probably, I don't know, maybe like 12 years old or something, that like really shifted, and like, you know, I still like playing sports for fun and I stay in shape and stuff, but yeah, I played a little bit of everything growing up.
Yeah, what was your first instrument?
My first instrument was guitar.
Yes?
Yeah, and I played guitar, like my parents tried to put me in lessons when I was like really little, like, I don't know, maybe like 6, 7, mm-hmm. and I didn't take to it. I didn't want to practice and stuff. And, you know, now sometimes I teach students like that, and it's like, I feel you. But then I sort of, like, you know, around 12 years old, I kind of dug it up from the closet again and took it up on my own terms. And then I started, like, really practicing hard and getting into to music. And then I learned trumpet after that, and drums and piano. And
amazing. Yeah. Was it like a song that got you wanting to learn, or was it a girl?
Well, I mean, that doesn't hurt, but honestly, as lame as it sounds, it was probably like Guitar Hero.
Yeah,
yes. Just like,
yes. So what level did you go up to?
I don't know. I remember like Through the Fire and the Flames and stuff. Like, this was like the first Guitar Hero.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, I would like to think that I did it on expert, but hey, I don't know.
Yes, I think so. Expert it is.
And yeah, let's go with that. No one's going to fact check.
And we're going to hear your first song called Enjoy the Show.
Yeah, this song is, it's not my song, but I produced it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an awesome indie rock band from Victoria. They're called Electric Jane. And Yeah, they're like just like a really kind of like raw, fun rock band. So the way we recorded it was like, you know, we wanted to kind of capture that energy and just like keep it like, you know, visceral and raw. And yeah, it's a great way to open up a show.
Awesome.
Electric Jane, enjoy the show.
Right. And here at CJSF, we love to promote females. Yes, female artists. And you worked with one. Tell me about Sophia.
Yeah, Sophia Soul. She's incredible. Just fantastic vocalist. And yeah, just like a really cool person. I've worked with her on a few occasions. We met in Victoria. And yeah, you'll be hearing a couple songs with her tonight, I think, if we have time.
Sure.
And yeah, so this first one that we're going to spin is a cover of Hard Place by her. And yeah, it's just like a ridiculously like hard song to sing, and she sounds amazing, just like totally in awe the whole time. And like, you know, she came over to my studio and we did it in like half an hour. We did like a rehearsal take and then we hit play, and I think we did like one or two takes, and it was just...
And that was that.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here's Hard Place on CJSF.
At least you're all mine. Do I even have a choice when I'm gonna have to pick my poison? Where is me so good? It's so good. And even when you cause tears, you're the one wipe them away. Maybe that's the reason I stay. And I'd rather fight or lose sleep at night. At least you're all mine. And if I have to choose my heart or you,
and I see after the video it says sound advice by Kyle. So, and I see your little logo there with your face, and you got the beard going on.
Yeah.
So, do you ever shave it off?
Never.
Right?
I was born with it. Yeah.
It's your logo, so you can't. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Even the hat's in there too. I mean, I didn't take the hat off for years, but you know, you got to make some concessions here and there.
That's right. Okay, so let's talk about Victoria, because I guess Sophia's in Victoria.
Yeah. She was actually, from what I understand, she was traveling the last, 6 months or so, and I think she just got back to Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure exactly where she went. She was a bunch of places based on social media.
Yeah. So what do you think about now that you've traveled here and there?
Yeah. Victoria is, a really beautiful place and, super chill.
Yeah.
And I went there during the pandemic too, the height of the lockdowns and stuff. So it was a great place to be during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to talk about how did you guys meet? You and Keenan.
Yeah. So we actually, Keenan is a roommate of a good friend of mine who, a former bandmate for this band that I played with back in Toronto called The Accolades. And really fun, groovy prog funk. I played trumpet in that band. We're gonna spin a tune called Electric Groove.
scenery. Cause I'm ecstatic for the passion as we dance all night. But even though I came alone, I know I'll be alright. When I feel it in this room, the electric groove, or when you're dancing with me. Yeah, I feel it in this room, the electric groove. Let's keep the city electrified. Shooting star. Said the music's my excuse to move my body all night long. Throw your change in the jukebox and play my favorite song. Now I feel it in this room, the electric groove. Oh, when you're dancing with me. Yeah, I feel it in this room, the electric groove. Let's keep this city electrified.
That was Electric Groove by The Accolades, and that video was shot on top of a rooftop of how do you pronounce it?
Akashic Records.
Akashic Records.
And one of the band members was your roommate?
Mike. Sorry. Mike was my Mike's been my roommate, and that's how I met Kyle. We've just been jamming ever since.
Awesome. Yeah. So Mike Shanahan's the guitarist and one of the band leaders of The Accolades. Mm-hmm. I was in that band. We both ended up in Vancouver, and then that's how I met Keenan, because they're roommates. So, you know,
look at that.
There's
circle.
The connection.
Yes. Okay, and next we're going to play some more Sophia Soul. Tell me about this one called How to Swim.
Yeah, so this song, it features Sophia Soul. It was actually, it's a Jake Heckley tune, mm-hmm. and Jake Heckley is also the guitarist in Electric Jane, who you heard earlier. So this song I produced as well, and I played a lot of the instruments on it, and I actually co-wrote it with Jake, who, when I was living in Victoria, we were roommates for a while, and I remember he moved from Kelowna over to Victoria, and we were kind of just like having a lunch outside, getting to know each other, and neither of us knew that like the other person was a musician. And he's like, "Yeah, like I moved here, and I'm like, I want to make an EP, so I'm looking for a producer." And I'm like, You don't say. Like,
wow.
Yeah, yeah. So just by chance, we, you know, little did he know, like, on the other side of that wall, I had, like, a whole, like, recording set up and everything. So
amazing.
We banged it out there.
Yeah. All right. Here's How to Swim.
I want to see all your sights in the night while you're sleeping by mine. I understand we have to learn how to swim, 'cause tonight we're jumping off the deep end. So darling, close your eyes, you're gonna let me in. And hold your breath, 'cause we're learning how to swim.
Now, do you know how to swim?
No, no, I will drown immediately. No, I do know how to swim.
Next song, we'll have to just...
Although I recently did my first like high dive off of like I don't think it was a 10-meter platform. I think it was like 7 or something, but it was scary.
That's still pretty amazing. Yeah. And do you jump off of cliffs too, or?
I have.
You have, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't make a regular practice of it, but
that's fun. Okay, we're going to get to a break, and we're going to hear some more amazing female artists here, because the CJSF Monthly Record Meet just happened today, and today's was like an international female theme. So here is a PSA about that.
Share your wondrous women's waves with us in celebration of International Women's Month. Join us for this month's Record Club at CJSF 90.1 FM, room 1420 on the first floor of the Student Union Building. Thursday, March 30th at SFU Burnaby from 2 to 4 p.m. Free food and good sound provided.
First Avenue. She's not the first one to be there, that is true. But as long as I recall, she's been working selling flowers on the corner of First Avenue. Every special day I'd find her bouquets in the sun, on the table in the kitchen or in arms of ones I love. Cause every time that Mother's Day felt like it came too soon, we'd rush down the block to Ellen's on First Avenue. I could cry for the passage of time. It's something so sweet and so blue in this heart of mine and the city you will find. Helen's on the corner of First Avenue. Right beside the flower shop was Joe's restaurant, a daycare and a cafe and Gina's hair salon. I remember feeling like the greatest thing to do was walk over and say hello to First Avenue. I could cry for the passage of time. It's something so sweet and so blue in this heart of mine and the city.
All right, and you have another female recommendation, Katie Ferreira.
Yeah, so I met Katie at this place called the Hotel Cafe in Hollywood.
Hollywood?
Yeah.
In L.A.? Oh, yes, tell me about L.A. because you just went down there.
Yeah, I spent about 6 weeks there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I love it there, and especially the Hotel Cafe. It's just like such a cool spot. You end up meeting like so many cool people there, and just the energy is like tangible in that.
And did you meet anybody famous? Did you see any?
Sort of famous. I mean, I met one of my favorite musicians of all time, Theo Katzman.
Wow.
Yeah, he's from the band Wolfpack.